Hachette Audio presents The Outcasts, written by Kathleen Kent, read by Ellen Archer. For Katie, Kelly, and Alyssa. These tales are not creations of mine. They belong to the soil and to the people of the soil. J. Frank Dobie, Coronado's Children. Prologue. For 1,000 years, the northern windward side of the island lay fallow. The sand tracked its way inland along with the bellowing gusts from the ocean, and the serpents, too, that crawled towards shelter in intricate breaststrokes. Bald cypress and pine grew on ancient creek beds, and Spanish moss hung from live oaks, trailing heavily in sweet water streams. Leeward, along treacherous, shallow reefs, a ship followed a northwesterly course, its sails at full rigging. The bow pointed towards the mainland. 12 miles to the south, on the island's port city, a red house burned. The Pride would make no return to the island. Its captain, Jean Lafitte, had been proclaimed a brigand. The great red house had been his. The entire Galveston settlement had been his. And he had torched it, rather than give it over to the hard-following agents and hounding merchant marines of the New Americas. The ship he sailed was over 100 feet long and fast beyond belief. Shallow drafted for mobility and stealth, it had been stripped of every bulkhead to make room for additional men and powder, and outfitted with 16 cannons for killing. It maintained its northerly course through Galveston Bay, slackening its sails only when April Fool Point had been passed. At the mouth of Clear Creek, the anchor was dropped, and over the side of the ship, a longboat was lowered into the water. Onto the longboat climbed Lafitte, followed by 2 men holding 2 chests filled with gold coins. They would row beyond Clear Creek into the heart of Middle Bayou. At sunset, Lafitte returned to the ship without the men, and without the chests. By midnight, the Pride was well on its way to the Tropic of Cancer, and the Yucatan that lay beyond it like a pale virgin sleeping, reflecting the light of countless stars. Chapter 1. A hard fall had come upon Lucinda, throwing her to the floor of her bedroom, chafing an elbow.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?